Our gold medal early morning guy is Dr. Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist in Eau Claire. And good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it is a Friday.
It is.
It's 88 days until the election.
Okay.
But we're keeping in mind Colossians 3, 1 and 2, where a couple of different times in those verses it says, set your mind on things above, not on things below, like the election. Well, I threw that last part in, but...
Yeah, I don't remember which version that would have been.
Yeah, but, it's the political version. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, it's a good idea, right? I mean, trying to, you know, sometimes seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a post about that yesterday. I don't remember exactly what it had said, but something along those lines. And that's good advice.
I think actually we'll land there because, yeah, we're going to start with something off your Facebook page and come back to something on mine. So here we go.
Okay.
And that's kind of a standard go-to I can do in this show. And they both actually relate to what I just shared.
Great.
You shared a post from Pastor Zach in Texas. He said, I just read that can my husband find out who I am voting for in the presidential election is one of the most frequently asked questions by women during election cycles. And that's concerning. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I think one of the things is that there's a big fear about sharing with one's spouse, one's husband, typically, if there's any sort of dissent or disagreement, that's something that we should be able to talk about freely with our spouse. And Pastor Zach makes the point that there's concern that you may be in an abusive situation if you have to. Fear sharing who you're planning to vote for with your spouse, especially if there's disagreement over that. And I think that's good advice. I think it's it maybe requires a check on the relationship if you're afraid to share that with your spouse.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that post prompts me to want to be praying for those relationships and verbal abuse, physical abuse, and concern there. This is what I had shared a couple of days ago and has more than 100 likes. Our wonderful friend Dan White, who wrote Love Over Fear and other books, said, and I led into it saying, let's intentionally choose the kingdom mode over the culture war mode. Here's what he says. When you live in culture war mode, there's always a battle to fight, a side to take, and people to fear. When you live in God's kingdom, there's always a stranger to welcome, a neighbor to befriend, and an enemy to love.
Yeah, you know, so... that was the post, of course, I was referencing, and I had seen you share it and other people share it. And I think what stands out for me that there's so much often of the language that is in, like, Christian songs and Christian dialogue is war or battle, you know. And I think that shifts or changes how we interact with people, you know, as opposed to that idea of what does it look like to welcome a stranger? Is that how our mind is set, you know, in terms of engaging with people we may not know? You know, I think caring for the downtrodden, that's really a kingdom life as opposed to this more, who am I fighting against?
Is there any credit for welcoming dogs? Because at one point this week, on multiple occasions, we've had as many as 5 dogs in our house. And trust me, they're not all ours.
Yeah.
And then we do have that hedgehog who is not the most pleasant creature.
Sure, sure.
I mean, kind of cute, but barely ever comes out and is just basically grumpy. So.
Sure. Is that its name, Grumpy the Hedgehog?
You know, I mean, seriously, I would tell the people at Sesame Street, if you want to come up with somebody who's related to Oscar the Grouch, try a hedgehog.
Sure. So. That's good. I like it.
All right. So anyhow, those are some good thoughts. And I guess what we can just hope to do at 5:45 in the morning is just try to deposit some positivity, some faith-based positivity into the air and see what happens to it. Because there's a lot of lying going on out there and there's a lot of name-calling. And it feels like we're in a middle school food fight. But all right, here's how we close out Acts 5:29-31. You read the verses yesterday. Here's from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, that people can order off Amazon. You say, once again, Peter replied boldly, we must obey God and not men. It was the God of our fathers who raised Jesus from death, the very Jesus you crucified by hanging him on a tree, God exalted. He is now sitting at God's right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Peter communicated a lot in these two sentences. The apostles' allegiance was to me. Second, Peter pointed out that it was I who raised Jesus. I exalted my son as the leader of a movement. He is the savior of the world and Israel's true king. Final thought of the week.
Yeah, so for me, I guess what comes up is that question about, okay, what does it mean to obey God and not men, right? You know, and I think that's what we're running into a lot in this election season is we have a lot of men telling us to treat people poorly in how they're demonstrating, you know, name-calling, as you said, lying and deception. We're called to a higher way of life than that, and I think we see that here.
There we go, heading into the weekend here, WWIB, and watch yourself on social media. Again, I saw some folks who I think would name the name of Christ posting pictures, denigrating pictures. First of all, I don't know, it's just, there's a lot of poison in the air, so let's try to do counter that. Thank you, Jason.
You bet. Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. And here's the deal. So many of you have been helping. We were at $15,025. Remember, we got a wonderful head start, Metropolis, and so many other great sponsors that we'll continue to recognize this morning and throughout the day that gave us a $5,200 head start toward trying to get to that. We said 15,000, but let's face it, we raised 16 last year, and so we want to get to that and smash it if we could. I mean, I'm dreaming of 20. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be back in on the drive for Dawson. He's headed off with some friends, so he's going to maybe been for a little bit of his shift today, but I'm going to step in for him and hoping my wife can not only join us at 7:45, but at the latter part of that afternoon drive show. And, yeah, I'm dreaming of 20. And if we could divide that up three ways, that would be, how great would that be? But and that would be quite a smash from last year. But thank you so much to Brian, Sheila, Ronald, Tim, Carol, and Beverly, who all gave generously anywhere from $50 to $250 after yesterday's WIB Wake Up Show, bringing us to unofficially $15,675 in our Backpack to School Challenge. That's more than $10,000 above and beyond what was given. And we have that means we have surpassed the tripling. But now can we quadruple? I guess this is where, as Caleb called it yesterday and a couple of times this week, greedy for good. Greedy for good. $20,800 would be quadrupling. And we've made it to first and second and third base. Can we go all the way home with a quadrupling of the $5,200? That's the big, hairy, audacious goal, as Jim Collins in Good to Great called the BHAG. Yeah, got to get you updated because we've had a lot of support already this morning here in the final day of the Backpack to School Challenge. And with Jared's gift of $100, we've gone over 16,000.
Congratulations to the three organizations that will be benefited because we've seen people rise up to support them once again. And now, Halvo, as you mentioned, rounding third, heading for home, we were able to see this doubled, then tripled, and now, Lord willing, we'll see last year's tally just completely blown out of the water today, as this is the finale. If you've been hearing about this all week long, today's the day to not forget about it. Seeing a gift from Karen of over $60. Thank you so much, Karen, for that wonderful gift. Karen from Hixton. And then Amber, an incredibly generous gift to provide five children with their backpacks and school supplies. Amber from Eau Claire gives a gift of $250 in honor of her great aunt, Elaine. Thank you so much, Amber, for those latest gifts here. And Havel, let's just keep on going. And what we're hoping today is that people won't say, well, you know, we heard you guys made your goal, so now we're good. Don't let yourself off the hook if God's been nudging you about this weekend. And we completely understand maybe it's something else, but we want you to be givers, cheerful givers, enthusiastic, generous givers. And whether that be this or something else, if God's nudging at you saying, hey, the money's not yours anyway, use it for my glory and for others' good, would you do that today? And this is, I would say, a great way of doing that, helping locally, internationally. And thank you so much for your response. And please keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Let's see if we could get to 17,000 before the end of the hour, Havel.
Yeah, that'd be great. Again, it's been a busy morning. Three different donations on the phone. Jared there most recently on his way to work. But Kim and Kay in Eau Claire and also Bernadette in Knapp taking up the Little More Challenge, giving 110 in memory of our dear friend Jerome Jacobs. And then even online earlier, you mentioned some of the more recent ones, but Samuel got us going. And then Megan, on top of a number who gave yesterday, even after the WIB Wake Up Show ended. So thank you so much, WIB.com.
And I was looking at this, Halvo. Again, we have, I believe, 59 people who've given online and maybe half dozen more or so who've given cash gifts or and a few more who've called and things like that, too. So hopefully all those pledged gifts come in. But But I was thinking about how during the course of this week, thousands of people have heard this, thousands of people. And so we were so grateful for, again, I suppose it's around 70 people or so who've responded. But I would think that out of the thousands who've heard this, there could be a few more today. And our goal is not to arm twist or to guilt or to shame you. And we're saying, hey, take care of your family, take care of your local church. And there could be other organizations that the Lord prompts you to give. So please respond to that. But maybe you've been hearing this all week and you're almost like, I want them to get through the week so I don't feel guilty about not giving. Well, maybe that's not us. Maybe that's the Lord working on you and saying, hey, you could help. And I don't know what that amount is, but saying, don't wait around. Give the best gift that you can. If he's been prompting you to do so, don't wait around and say others will take care of it. If it's within your power to do good, it's your responsibility to do good. And I see that very clearly in Scripture and Proverbs, and I hope that people respond to that, whether it be to this call or to something else. Just respond. Just respond. Not to us, but respond to him.
And it feels good. To be honest, you said earlier, I loved your line earlier in the week, that having the faith to trust God, that it really is more blessed to give than to receive.
This is a little audio from Trish Hull yesterday, if folks missed it, and she joined us and talked about, again, one of the three backpack and school supply distributions that we're talking about this week is Valley Vineyard Church. It's coming up this Sunday afternoon, actually, at Valley Vineyard in Chippewa Falls. And Trish talked about, I think so many times there can be misconceptions about those in need, and we say we want to help the children, we want to encourage the parents, and she said sometimes people think, oh, well, why can't these parents provide? And she says, I see these parents working one, two, three jobs, going without so that their children can have what they need. Take a listen to Trish.
We see such gratitude in the parents. We see relief. We see thankfulness and almost a sense of disbelief because they have been on such survival mode and just trying to survive. And the fact that you have a friendly face, a prayer, We pray for our folks if they're willing to accept that. We just love on them. Parents sacrifice themselves so that their kids are cared for. Yeah. And we see that throughout the year where most of our moms come through pantry all winter long with no winter coat themselves so that their children are cared for. They don't have boots so that their kids are cared for. They're concerned about their children having backpacks. They're concerned about their kids going to school and being cared for. So the fact, we will see so many tears on Sunday. We will see so many thank yous. We will have hugs. But truly, we are the ones that come away feeling blessed.
Well, that is beautiful and powerful for sure.
It's more blessed to give than to receive. We didn't say it. Christ did. We're just repeating it over and over and hoping we all understand that. WWIB.com/backpacks, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Will you take us up and over the top from what we did last year to as far beyond as God is willing to grant and bless this year? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Could we see another gift or two even before our WIB Wake Up Show weather update? Well, it's 7:43, 17 minutes before 8 o'clock. Lots of time to, Lord willing, get us to that next plateau in our Backpack to School Challenge. Would you give the best gift that you can today if you've been thinking about it all week and maybe delaying it, procrastinating with it? I was just thinking about this a little bit because I made kind of my challenge to parents and grandparents on Wednesday and wanted to take care of that right away and gave my gift. And it was interesting because yesterday we got hit with a dental bill that was larger than I thought. And I had a little bit of this internal conversation with the Lord. I was like, come on. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. It's like, I'm trying to do good and help. And we have everything we need. All right. We have everything we need. But it was something where it's sometimes almost, I think we can give and say, well, then he's gonna give me even more than I just gave. Not necessarily. It might hurt a little bit. It might be a sacrifice. It might pinch a little bit. But can we give joyfully and cheerfully? And so in kind of that internal conversation with the Lord yesterday, what he hit me with was any of it yours anyway? Because I was kind of like, well, Lord, here, you know, I gave to this and tried to be generous. And then I get hit with this bill that I didn't think was coming, at least not in such a large fashion. And he said, none of it's yours anyway, Caleb, none of it's yours. It's mine. And I'm giving it to you to steward in the best way possible. And so I pray that we would all steward what he has given us in that best way. And that might be giving generously to this. It might be giving generously to something else. But I hope and pray that we wouldn't be tight-fisted and think, oh, I've just got to hang tight and white-knuckle things because times are not good out there. He will provide for all of our needs. It doesn't mean that things are going to be easy every day, but we know, as the Apostle Paul said, my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So he is going to give enough for each day, and we can trust him in that. 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, WWIB.com is the place to go if you'd like to respond to this. Again, the last day of our Backpack to School Challenge. It's right at the top of the page. It will take you less than 2 minutes, probably 60 to 90 seconds at most, to give a gift to help children locally and internationally. We'll hear about the international side of things in just a few moments.
WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB on a Friday morning. And we got a special guest in studio, the Executive Director of Teamwork Africa, Peggy Halverson. Honey, we're trucking towards $17,000. We're $155 short of that this morning. On behalf of the kids and families of Liberia, how do you think they'd feel about that?
I'm overwhelmed. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be here again today to just say thank you so much. You have no idea what a difference what you've given is going to do. And I was just thinking about the little bit extra that you're raising, and I was thinking about the teachers. And I was thinking, hey, we could put together some care packages for our teachers, make sure they have their pens, their corrector fluid, their scissors and stuff like that. And there's always one more person that we could help.
And Peggy, I know some of the pictures that you sent me that we shared from this last year, children that were benefited. We posted on our social media if people want to take a look at that. You shared how a lot of these kids are in rural areas of Liberia. And so if not for things like this, if not for Teamwork Africa, they more than likely would not have any school supplies, would not even be able to go to school at all.
No, they really wouldn't. There's an entire school in a very rural area that depends on Teamwork Africa to pay their teachers. Those students highly depend on the generosity of others to provide their education.
Yeah, when Jesus talks in Matthew 25 about the least of these, another way to maybe think of that, the poorest of the poor. And that's where, again, I've said this before. I grew up in Milwaukee. I thought I knew what the poor section of town looked like. And then I went to Liberia, and I'm like, there's kind of no end to this. But it's particularly in what's called the interior, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just the name that they give to the very rural areas with jungle roads and everybody walks. There's no, I mean, once in a while a motorcycle goes by to transport you to the nearest town.
I think sometimes maybe stateside there can be a little, I don't want to go back to school and things like that too. How is it in Liberia? Because, you know, again, there can be kids wherever they're at, but
that's true.
But also I think there can be something too where it's if you have barriers to even going to school, when we're thinking about the rest of your life and the opportunity to get an education and move on from there. I mean, what are these kids facing in terms of if they don't go to school, what happens?
Wow. The only real opportunity to get ahead is to get an education, to graduate from high school and maybe go get a trade or something like that. The majority of Liberians are just wake up in the morning and figure out what they can do today to earn enough money to get food for the day. So they call it hustling. So, you know, whether the mom can go out to the garden and get some vegetables and sell them to the neighbors, or whether the dad can go out with a hammer, if he has a hammer, and find a crew that's building something and ask if he can help. It's a huge challenge for families in Liberia to provide for just their very basic needs.
And just like we've talked about here too with Mike and Trish Houle, I think not only are we blessing the children, but for the parents of these children to see someone come in to step in and put their arms around them and say, we're going to take care of these needs for your child that you want so desperately to provide, but can't because of your circumstances. I think that's a huge ministry too that we might overlook, that this is directly for the kids, but it's also for the parents.
Yeah, I have a story about Mom Mary I want to tell. I don't know if you want me to tell me that now. Or
go ahead.
Okay. Mom Mary is an older woman, and she attends the church of our board chair in Liberia. And she comes begging to him almost every week. Her daughter had died and left three children behind. And because of the desperate need, the baby didn't get the medicine that she needed and she died. And so this woman, Mom Mary, is left with her two young grandchildren and actually started begging people to take the grandkids because she was so afraid that the other two children would die. So Reverend Wyan brought the situation to Teamwork Africa, and we put both of those kids on scholarships. And now both of those kids have a chance to go to school. Mom Mary gets the school supplies she needs, and we actually provide her with a bag of rice every month. Mm. And she is so, so grateful that somebody reached out to care for her in her need and that her grandkids are going to be okay.
Again, we have this opportunity here all the way across the world to reach out in love. And you guys in Teamwork Africa are the boots on the ground doing that, but you can't do it without people standing with you. And financially is a big way of doing that. Not everybody can go to Africa, but hopefully we can all give something.
Yeah, I am not providing for those two children. Those kids have sponsors. Those kids have sponsors that send money every month to make sure that they're going to be all right.
Again, WWIB.com, friends, WWIB.com right at the top of the page. So Teamwork Africa, Valley Vineyard Church in the Chippewa County area, and also We Care Eau Claire, the three organizations being benefited. And we've been putting this call out there, Havo. I mean, probably one person could take care of this, around $150. Again, this is our unofficial tally, so please forgive us for doing the best we can with unofficial numbers. But about $150 away from getting to $17,000 pledged and or given here, and trusting the Lord that all those pledges will come in. But $150, we've got 5 minutes left before the top of the hour. That could be one person taking care of that.
Absolutely. You guys, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. So, I mean, you know, I did do 160. I mean, you know. We have to do another 155, but let's get to 17,000. And Caleb, I can't help it. I'm dreaming of 20,800 because that would be a quadrupling, one step at a time.
We've got the rest of the day, but it starts with, again, getting to the next goal and the next goal. Maybe we'll see that $17,000 mark reached. Again, $150 or so left for that by the end of this song from Seventh Time Down, reminding us that he is faithful still.
And I see we got another gift here during the news.
Yes, thank you to those who are responding again to our call for the Backpack to School Challenge on this finale Friday. This is the last day. We've been talking about this for a week straight here, and this is the last day to give. WWIB.com right at the top of the page. And we have another pledged gift as well, too, on the listener line. Thank you so much to Dawn from Fifield, and she says, I want to donate $50 to the Backpack Challenge. And she says, hey, I know there's a need locally. I know there's a need in Africa as well. She says, I was in Tanzania at one time. And she says, thank you for all the things you're doing for people around the world. And so thank you so much to Dawn for pledging that gift. But another one came in on the WIB.com site as well, Havel.
Yeah, that's right. And thanks so much to Naomi, who was giving that from Triple Falls in memory of her father, John, who lost his life 4 years ago this very day and always helped those in need. So, Naomi, thanks so much for honoring his memory.
Thank you so much for that, Naomi. And Nicole also, before the top of the hour, a gift of $50 from Menominee. Thank you so much. And so, again, our unofficial
17,045.
Yeah, over $17,000. Peggy Halverson is with us in the studio here from Teamwork Africa. And man, to see $17,000 raised, this was almost a week ago, Peggy, that you and Havel and I were at One Fest broadcasting, and we were talking about this, and Havel and I were kind of chatting about this, and you said right then and there,
yeah,
Mark, that 17,000 was the number that you had, and you know what? We've reached it by just past 8 in the morning, and so what's God got in mind for the rest of the day?
I know.
We want to encourage people to just keep on going and to keep on giving if you'd be prompted to do so at WWIB.com.
Uh-huh. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be here. And I'm so grateful for you guys and for WWIB to be a vehicle that can help the world. And our local place is just a wonderful family to be part of.
So, Havel, 17,045, you said, unofficial tally here. So,
right.
What do we want to do before 9 a.m.? Can we get to 18?
Yeah.
Can we get beyond that? But what would that be? $955 to get to $18,000 unofficially by 9 a.m. this morning by Focus on the Family. As we focus on families around the world and locally as well, over 2,600 expect to be served locally. So many, so many that you can bring hope to in Liberia, West Africa as well. Let's just remove the barriers so that these children can get their education, can have opportunities, so that school isn't a dream that might never come true, so that school is a reality for them. Can we be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ? Can we take him at his word? Can we trust him that it is more blessed to give than to receive? Would love to see you continue to respond this hour and throughout the day. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. WWIB. 23 past 8 o'clock, 58 degrees. Continuing our chat with Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa. Again, as we are about $955 away from our next goal. And again, we're going to continue to try to be greedy for good here to see if we could get to $18,000 raised by 9 a.m. and focus on the family for our Backpack to School Challenge. It's been a little bit since we've seen a gift given, but maybe that's you right now. You've been hearing about this all week and realize today is the last day, and I'd like to go and give the best gift I can right now at WWIB.com/backpacks. And Peggy, again, we talk locally and internationally here. So two significant backpack and school supply drives coming up here in mid-August, and then the chance to go across the world with the arms of love as well through Teamwork Africa. And we're so thankful for all those who've given. And we were saying off the air, hey, what are some maybe examples of kids who've gone through school in Teamwork Africa and how they are using their God-given abilities and those opportunities to serve and love others.
Yeah, when we were in Liberia, Mark taught Bible to the junior high kids. He's a full-time teacher, if you can believe it. And one of his students was a very quiet, shy student named Timothy. And as I was out working, doing some things, I just felt like God just like just put a spotlight on Timothy and said, pay attention to that one. Mm-hmm. Because he wasn't one of the really outgoing and loud kids. He was just really quiet and really steady. So he became one of our, I got to know him. I found out he lived with his grandma, he and his younger brother, and both of the boys were on scholarship. And so he has just graduated from high school this year. And he sent me this message on Wednesday. He said, "Sis Peggy, I am really grateful for being part of Teamwork Africa. The reason is that I was helped by you people, and I want to be one of those who will help others. I will continue to serve and help the needs. Thank you so much for your care, for supporting financially, and for the help you people are offering to the hopeless. I pray to God for more grace upon you and your partners who decided to help us through our educational journey. My words are not sufficient, but I just want to say I heartily appreciate you for everything you are doing for us. May God continue to bless you and to give you all of your needs as you continue to be blessed and help people around the world. Extend my greetings to everyone who supports Teamwork Africa."
Wow. Help for the hopeless. And he was in that situation, and through those who've given to Teamwork Africa, putting him through school, giving him hope, giving him opportunity. And now what has God stirred up in his heart? I want to help others.
That is just it, Caleb. Like, these little gifts that we're giving are like you've said before, they're seeds that are planted in the heart of these children. And when they have received kindness, we just pray that that seed of kindness also produces a harvest of kindness.
Yeah.
That as they grow, they'll show that same kindness to the other people in their community.
And again, there are just so many opportunities here. When we meet the material needs, how that opens up the door to talk about gospel hope. And I mean, Mike Cool from Valley Vineyard yesterday was saying, hey, I'm a firm believer in that too, that we meet these physical and these material needs, because the world will know us by our love. And when we do that, then it's, why would you care for me this way? Why would you be so kind to me? Why would you love me? Well, we love because he first loved us. God's kindness leads us to repentance. And so when we echo his excellence and his kindness and his love and his generosity, then the world has to wonder why. And mm-hmm. then we get to come in and say, Jesus.
Yeah, that's absolutely practical too. Like, literally, I get asked all the time in Liberia, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you showing us this kindness? And it's easy. I'm like, because God has been so kind to me, because God has been so good to me. I want to share with you this God of love and goodness.
And that's our call again this morning, as we've got another tune here before the top of the hour. Thank you so much to Cliff for responding with a gift of $50 from Spooner. Great to hear from you, Cliff. Thank you for that generous gift. So that puts us just about $900-ish away from getting to $18,000 raised this week on the finale of our Backpack to School Challenge. And please give generously if you've been prompted by the Lord to do so. Don't ignore that heavenly nudge. But what an amazing opportunity we have, knowing we can never, ever outgive him, but to echo what he has done for us and to plant those seeds, and what a harvest of righteousness he could reap for his glory through this. Skillet, WWIB. It's called Anchor. Thank you for giving. WWIB.com if you'd like to help. We got to get to a Wake Up Show weather update in just a moment, but thank you so much. We just saw two other gifts given. Lucretia from Waterloo, thank you so much for that generous gift of $100 to provide a backpack and school supplies for two precious children. Thank you to Susan from Eau Claire, a gift of $100 for two children as well. She says, in honor of my granddaughter starting kindergarten this year, Evelyn. Evelyn, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful year. Peggy Halverson joining us here. If I turned on your microphone and not Talvo's as well here too. I know he's welcome too, but he had stepped out for a second too, and I just, as used to just turning on his. But again, I think that puts us just over $700, like $705, unofficial, but just over $700 away from hitting 18,000 as long as the gifts that have been pledged come in. And so again, we've got time, 28 minutes. And if we saw another $700 plus given, we could see $18,000 raised, which would be $6,000 for each organization,
wow,
for Teamwork Africa and for Valley Vineyard Church and for We Care Eau Claire. And we want to use this megaphone here, but then we want to get out of the way and see what God does today as we've got through midnight and just urging people not to stop this outpouring of generosity this week.
This is just incredible. And I have been preparing this week as we've been doing this, but you know, like, okay, so where can we get the best deal on the most shoes, and where do we get the bundle of backpacks, and how many bundles of notebooks can we get? And so my team is on the ground right now preparing for how we are going to use this money to help as many students as we can.
And I love that so much, Peggy, too, because not a penny, not a nickel of what's been given is wasted. Looking for the best deals and not saying, oh, wow, we've got $6,000. It's saying, hey, we know it can go further in Liberia, West Africa than here in the United States, so let's help as many children as possible. Let's get the best deals possible. You mentioned Timothy, that we just heard that wonderful email from too, how he was in a hopeless situation. Then through Teamwork Africa, he's been put through school, been sponsored, and now said, I want to help others.
Yeah.
And his incredible gratitude. But he's one of the ways that he's helping is being boots on the ground looking for those best deals on school supplies.
He is. Yep. He is. He's very excited, very, very grateful for the opportunity that this year he gets to be on the helping side, as he has been the one who's been helped.
And again, I think we see that so, so often, how kindness and generosity can breed kindness and generosity. That's a God thing. And we see that stateside in Liberia too. So many times I've heard when we work with Feed My People or with other organizations too, we talk with local food pantries, talk with these backpack and school supply drives. Again and again and again, I hear almost a lot of the people who volunteer, a lot of the people who help are people who have been helped.
Absolutely.
In the past. And then they want to pay that forward. And so I love hearing that, and we love seeing how people have responded to this, Peggy, and we just want to continue thanking them and urging them again that this is the last day, and don't ignore the call to help. If God has moved on you this week, whatever your gift, and I think we've somehow heard or we have heard from people this week who've said, oh, I wish I could give more, and I want to say to them and love, don't apologize for doing the best you can. Because your best is a beautiful, fragrant offering before the Lord. And if your best is $5 and someone else gives $500, you know what? Your best is your best. And so we're saying, hey, if you're willing to help, do your best, and God fills in all those gaps.
Oh, yeah. I love those small gifts too. Like
they
mean
a lot.
They do. Like I've had kids do lemonade sales,
yeah,
and like bring in the little bag of, you know, pennies and nickels and stuff. And just to have the heart of generosity, whether you give a lot or a little, it's your heart,
yeah,
that reflects your feelings towards others and towards God.
We are looking forward to, again, seeing what he does before the end of the day here today. Man, I'm 5 minutes late for weather because I'm so excited about all of this as well. But let's take that break for weather. If you've been hearing about our Backpack to School Challenge all week, maybe it's time to give a gift if the Lord has been prompting you to do so. And again, We've been saying there are many places that you can give, but we hope that you are generous wherever you give and start out. Take care of your family. Take care of your church, your God-given responsibilities there. But I was just thinking again earlier this week, I have been given personally. I've been given everything my family needs and enough to share. And maybe you're in that situation as well, too. And we truly think that this Backpack to School Challenge is a great place to share and share generously. And looking like we are about $705 away from hitting $18,000. Again, our unofficial tally here, but if we could get $700 more given before 9 a.m., that would put us at $18,000, $6,000 for each organization. And we're asking you to help us love and serve children in need. Thank you so much to our presenting sponsor, Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire, for starting off our Backpack to School Challenge. We've been saying at least $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies. We know it can be more expensive in some cases, but also what's really neat is even as we're talking about rising costs here, well, in Liberia, West Africa, through Teamwork Africa, the gifts that are given, their third of these funds, that $50 can go even further beyond a single child to get more of what they need, the shoes and things of that nature as well, too, so that they have what they need so they're allowed to go to school. We would love to see you support this in a big way. As we found out, the need is even bigger than maybe even we realized. We were telling you 2,000-plus kids locally expected to be served through We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church, and now finding out more like 2,600, and so many in Liberia that can be served through Teamwork Africa if we're able to make this fund as big as possible. So again, thank you to our sponsors for starting us off with the first $5,200, Metropolis Resort, and so many others, including your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Colby, Altoona, and Cadant. Thank you to WNB Financial. Thank you to Overhead Door Company of the Chippewa Valley, to Roto-Rooter Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and Stelter Incorporated. Havel's been working on the best of the week, and so we'll hear a little bit of that in a moment. But again, Havel, 15 minutes left and about, what, $705 yeah. away, I think.
Yeah, you got it.
From getting to $18,000.
That's where we're at unofficially, and so wouldn't it be great to get there? And we were kind of wondering, should we do best of the week? But I think it'll be meaningful as we go kind of track this from Monday through maybe yesterday, and here's some of the emotions, the ups and downs we've gone through, and collectively, Peggy, with the listeners.
Indeed, and Peggy, I know you even said, hey, I want to start working on a budget here, too, that if we get to $18,000, which would mean $6,000 for each organization, well, then what can that $6,000 buy? Mm-hmm. What can you do with it? And so we want to make sure that you get that.
At the risk of being vulnerable, I'm just going to say, this woman is so frugal. She actually sends a message to her family like, be careful how many toilet paper squares you use. So, yes, that message has come down from her family of origin. So,
And the thing is, too, I think what I love about that, Peggy and I touched about it a little bit later or earlier as well, know that your dollars are going to go as far as she can possibly stretch them uh-huh. for Teamwork Africa and do so much good. They're in good hands, and we trust, again, Teamwork Africa and We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church. They're just wonderful organizations that we want to be as big a blessing to as possible. So again, we'll hear the best of the week in just a few moments here, but even during this next, we've got 2.5-3 minutes here, some of our great advertisers here at WWIV, but during that, could we see another $100 or $200 raised to get us a little bit closer to that $700 so that we reach 18,000 before 9 a.m. WWIV.com, red bar right at the top of the page. You can't miss it for the Backpack to School Challenge. It'll only take a minute, maybe two of your time. Well, Havel's weekly labor of love, it's the best of the week. And of course, following the theme this week of our Backpack to School Challenge, before we get into that again, letting you know we're just over $700 short by our unofficial tally of getting to $18,000 given, which is amazing, and praise the Lord for that. But again, if we could see $705, I think it is, given by 9 a.m. this morning, we could see $18,000 raised with the rest of the day to go. So keep that in mind as you listen to the best of the week, WWIB.com/backpacks, red bar right at the top of the page. It'll only take you a minute, maybe two, to give.
Since yesterday's show ended, we heard from Rhonda in Eau Claire with a gift of 50 in the Backpack to School Challenge. Blake stepping up with a gift of $100, and that came from the wonderful city of Arkansas. Thanks, Blake. And that one was in honor of, in memory of his mom, Tammy. Also, we heard from Holly with a gift of $50, and that one coming from Elk Mound yesterday. So a lot of support for this. Karen also stepping up, the ladies be taking it to us, guys. Karen from Hickston with a gift of 50. And then we got our first $500 And this fits the $500 challenge from Paul and Nicole in Willard, who said if three people give $500 or more in the Backpack to School Challenge, they'll give $500. And Alan is the first to step up with that in Elk Mound. So thanks so much, Alan. That brings us, by my calculation, to $2,000 in listener gifts. So that's going to be fantastic to greet Caleb with that. It's Fresh Breath Day, thank you. National Night Out, of course. And Caleb's going to be on hand at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. I think broadcasting live after 3, but then be there 5 through 8 tonight. Hardest working man in radio. He just gets some rest, dude.
WWIB.com. You can't miss it, right at the very top of the page. And God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? There's a $500 gift that just came through right now.
Excellent.
From Eau Claire, which means we are only $500 away, one $500 gift away from that challenge from Paul and Nicole from Willard. Tanya from Ladysmith just gave a gift of $100 at WWIB.com/backpacks. Thank you so much, Tanya.
Fantastic, except the ladies now lead 14 to 5.
The ladies keep rolling. We just took a call a few moments ago from a listener who wanted to remain anonymous, but said, I'm going to put a check in the mail for $500 so you can get to that goal.
Fantastic.
Praise the Lord for that. What an encouragement.
Beyond that, then, that puts us at 3,700. Wisconsin
weather. Cowboy, I think we need to stop the weather for a second.
Yeah.
I think we need to stop the weather. Sorry, hold your horses, everybody.
Yeah, get the breaking news sounder, because we just heard from Christine this morning in Eau Claire in honor of her 4 grandkids, a gift of
$500.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Christine. And that officially gets us over that first plateau of $5,200. We have a gift too that I'm probably going to choke up reading. So I'm going to maybe see if Mark will do that.
No, I think it's as meaningful, probably the most meaningful gift we've received so far. It's from Nicholas in Exland, and giving $100 and in memory of his daughter, Siri. And we've heard about Siri, the Jason Gray concert. And he says, in memory of Siri, who passed away this past February from her battle with osteosarcoma. And he says today she would have turned 17. And so he's pledging 2 backpacks for the 2 years that she would have had left in high school. And Caleb, we have talked about just yesterday, we were talking about people who've gotten the gut punch of life and out of that hurt and pain and hardship still giving. And this one just is wow.
Yeah. Don't have a whole lot that I can add to that. Happy heavenly birthday, Siri. And thank you, Nicholas, for that gift as well, too, for caring for others in such a beautiful way. Thank you so much to Steve and Sarah from Cameron for a gift of $100.
Thank you
so much. Oh, my goodness. Wow. A gift of $1,000 just came in.
There you go.
From Bruce.
Praise the Lord for Cece. Thank you.
Wow, we just talk long enough, and God's like, just move aside, boys.
Thank you, Cece.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord.
There you go.
There we go, man.
Bruce, the city of Bruce. Caleb, our front door was ringing, and I thought it was going to be some guests we're going to have on the air. Instead, it was Carlene in Fall Creek on her way to work with $100 in cash, $520, saying this is for the Backpack to School Challenge.
So. Thank you so much, Carlene. Thank you for taking time out of your day, your commute, to say this is important and I want to help.
What a week it's been on the WIB Wake Up Show.
I was just going to say what a week it's been. We're kind of on the same wavelength. Caleb and Halva with you, along with Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa, bringing us home here in the WIB Wake Up Show, final 5 minutes of the show.
Wow.
And again, all throughout the week and going through midnight tonight, our Backpack to School Challenge. But again, we've been asking you to help us get to $18,000, and we took some nice steps to get close to that with 5 minutes left. We are close.
Yeah, we sure are. $17,695 after multiple $100 gifts, starting with James in Rice Lake. Michelle took the call, but also you had Michelle, who we know in Elk Mound. Thank you, Michelle. You're a wonderful sister in the Lord. And Mary also in Chippewa Falls with the gift of $100. Kathy, who we know in Elk Mound, thank you for your generous $100 support. So all 4 of those brings us to $17,695.
All right. So again, $305+ too. Maybe we can make that a little bit more just to make sure we really get over it. But again, our unofficial tally, just about $300+ away from getting to $18,000. Could we see that in 4 minutes here?
Uh-huh.
$300+ in 4 minutes to get us to 18,000 and just trying to go as big as we possibly can. I know Peggy already is working on the budget, trusting in faith that we'll have at least $6,000 for each organization.
$6,000 means 240 kids for us. And so I'm figuring out how many, 240 kids, how many bundles of backpacks and shoes and stuff is that? And it's the season to buy that stuff. So the sooner that we can buy that, the better price we get.
And I have to say, it's a long week, I think, on this side of things to ask, but it's been such a blessing to see you all responding. Truly, truly a blessing, and hearing in the best of the week there. Thank you for putting that together, the way people have responded. But also, I've really enjoyed seeing Peggy kind of responding to this today as well, too, because, you know, it can be so wearying, I think, working for a nonprofit and feeling like I'm asking, and are people responding? Does anybody care? I think sometimes people working in nonprofits can feel like Elijah did too, where he was like, man, I feel like I'm the only one left. And so we're talking about the children, we're talking about the families, but for those who work for We Care Eau Claire, for Valley Vineyard Church, and then for all of you at Teamwork Africa, we're hoping that this is a big old hug to you guys.
It is huge. You know, I work alone. I'm the only staff person for Teamwork Africa on the U.S. side. And it is such an encouragement to me to be here with you and to be here live and see these gifts come in. And just what you're saying, Caleb, it is a huge encouragement to me that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who is caring about these kids in Liberia. There's a whole community of people behind me, and it just means a lot.
$50 more from David in Greenwood. Maybe make sure it's for the Backpack to School Challenge. It says Backpack Drive. So there's another 50 that takes us to 17,745, so $255 away. But yes, we also heard from Mike with Valley Vineyard in Chippewa Falls. Texted me this morning. He was in studio with his wife, Trish, yesterday. He says, Mark, just listen to the radio. This is amazing. Thank you to Caleb and you so much for all you're doing for this. We feel so much blessing from you and all the people who have given.
One more tune left here. Can we see that final $255+ given at WWIB.com? We've been telling you all week. You know where to find it. Red banner right at the top of the page, WWIB.com. Lord willing, can we see that $18,000 goal reached in just the next 3 minutes here? WWIB.com at the top of the page, our Backpack to School Challenge. Thank you. That's Ben Rector with Thank You. 2 minutes past 9 o'clock, WWIB, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 58 degrees. I'm glad we went just a little bit beyond the top of the hour so that we could see, by the grace of God, $18,000 unofficially has been reached. I didn't have the sound effect ready, but we can react to it here.
I know. Fantastic. Taking us over the top was Sarah in Chippewa Falls. In memory of my 4 grandchildren and a grandson killed in a car accident. Wow, Sarah, thank you so much for that.
We've seen that multiple times this week from those who've lost someone, from Nick, Siri's dad, and others as well, too, remembering those who've passed, remembering tragedy. And what stuck out to me so much is how many of you, in your hurt, rather than looking inward and saying, I hurt, I hurt, I hurt, you said, I hurt, who can I help? And that was an amazing thing. Thank you so much to Joanne for a gift of $50. Joanne from Ladysmith, in honor of her dad, Bud, who passed away a year ago today. God bless you, Joanne, and praying for you and for all those who are in the midst of hurt and grief and sorrow, and again are saying, I want to turn that to good, because he can turn our grief into good. He can turn our sorrow into rejoicing, and we sure are rejoicing this week. I don't think I've ever made it through a week without breaking down multiple times, but it's a beautiful thing that you all have done to the glory of God this week, and keep it going.
You know, the station was founded on Psalm 126:5-6. Mabel Louise talked about many times. She would say, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy, and Peggy, I think we should give you the last word here with Teamwork Africa. I mean, wow, more than a third of this is going to be more than $6,000. to help and give hope to those in Liberia, West Africa.
I'm just overwhelmed. Caleb, you got me almost in tears just with, I don't know how joy and sorrow are so intermingled that the thought of being able to help so many kids and have the back of the Chippewa Valley with me is just an overwhelming blessing. It just the Wibb family, the listeners, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. And there's so much. You will never know till heaven the good that you have done and the people that you have helped.
Thank you so much, Peggy from Teamwork Africa. Again, WWIB, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Should mention as well, we got a call. Our Michelle took a call from Michelle, I believe, from Eau Claire, who also said, I'm going to bring by a check for $100. And that's always welcome, too, if you want to bring by checks or cash, too. We'll get it to the right place. Otherwise, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Thank you. Thank you for giving. Thank you for loving others.